I mean, we would love to see the entire, you know, nation walking out in solidarity with Wisconsin. But it's not even necessarily about that. It's about the fact that this is just the start. And if Governor Walker, if Mr. Walker can get away with what he's doing here, it will spread to the other states. And this is an attack on education. It's an attack on health care. It's an attack on the working class people of the state. And, you know, hopefully people all across the nation will realize that and walk out tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, you know, there's plenty of other actions that'll be planned in the near future.
Can you tell me exactly what your group is protesting?
Basically, students. At first, you know, our biggest issue was with collective bargaining and knowing that our teachers are going to be directly affected by this and that their pension plans will be going up, their health care payments will be going up. And we saw this as a direct attack on our teachers. And now that the budget's been released and there's a $1 billion cut to K-12 education, we're starting to incorporate all of these attacks on, you know, basically your everyday citizen of the state of Wisconsin. We're incorporating that into our mission, to fight back against all the cuts.
Right. And so tell me more about what you guys have planned to keep protesting this.
We're trying to move on, I don't want to say necessarily more radical, but we're moving to different tactics that are outside of the comfort zone, I guess you could say, of our state legislature. And there's been committees that are forming and talk of a general strike. There's been talk that teachers and TAs at our university might go on strike. The biggest thing for me, and it brought tears to my eyes today, actually, I was walking to the Capitol, and right in the center, there was at least 50 middle school students. And I just thought to myself, you know, I really don't think we'll understand the full impact of what's going on today in Wisconsin, you know, in these other Midwest cities where this is going on, until the people that are protesting here, these students have, you know, there's something that's been awoken inside of them. And I think that, like, until we see these people, they'll be taking back the Senate. They'll be taking back the nationwide halls of government. And until we see that effect, we really will not understand what's being created here. And I just think that's the best thing, is that our young people are learning about what it means to be civically engaged.